The Moffitt Memorial Foundation fundraiser is coming up, and joining us on the line this morning from the Beth Moffitt Memorial Planning Team, Doug Moffitt. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Mike and John.
And
how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. We also have one of your assistants and I guess maybe former neighbor, Francesco Viola. Good morning, Francesco.
Good morning, you guys.
So you guys are part of the planning team for this. Let's get everybody up to speed with what this Memorial Foundation fundraiser is all about. I know it's happening April 30th here in Livingston County at Dunham Hills.
That's absolutely right. And guys, my sister Beth was an amazing athlete. She was destined to play Division I softball. Her life was tragically cut short in August of 1992 in a fatal car accident in Heartland. But my dad started a scholarship in her memory and to create a long-lasting legacy. The first year, we gave away $500 in 1993 to Courtney Ferguson. But I'm just so excited to tell you, last year, I awarded a $12,000 scholarship. That's $3,000 for 4 years. So we have, to date, we've helped 29 female student athletes from Heartland with the amount of $110,000 in scholarships in Beth's memory. And we've done that through an annual golf outing, which we're excited to have this year at Majestic in Heartland on May 1st. Guys, we sold it out in 2 weeks. We have 192 players.
Wow.
Coming that day. More demand than we've ever had. It's never happened before. I've told people it only took 20 years in the pandemic, but we just have so many people. Most of them are Heartland people, and they're just excited to celebrate. I always wanted to have a concert the night before. Beth loved music. She loved to dance. And Francesco kind of reconnected with us a few years ago and brought this idea. And I'm going to turn it over to him so he can tell you what we have planned for Friday night, April 30th.
Yeah, so I have a band called the Old Americana Band. And we put together some of Nashville's best talent. Kenny Fuller and I, he's my partner in this, and he's the lead guitarist. He's played for Kenan Smith, and he was on tour with the Florida Georgia Line and played with some wow. other famous artists as well. And he and I have been writing music together, and we're going to be bringing Kayla Reeves from, she's a lead singer from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Frank West, he was on The Voice, and then Heather Cole and Rochelle Lene, all these singers are going to be coming and put on one heck of a concert for the memorial. And all the proceeds, everything's going to be donated to the Beth Moffitt Foundation. And our goal is really, we would really love for the event to raise somewhere around $10,000. And that's our goal. And
I mean, that's a great goal, Francesco. And I understand you grew up with Beth, correct?
Yeah. So I lived in Doug's neighborhood, and Beth and I, she was a year older than me. And when we were real young, we used to have a neighborhood group and kind of hang out. And there was cornfields in the woods back then, and we'd go out there and explore them and build forts in the trees and went to fishing at the pond near her house. And so we used to have a lot of fun playing sports in my backyard. My backyard was all wide open back then, several acres. And so we had a great time as neighborhood friends.
And, you know, and that's so cool that you reconnected and wanted to be a part of the foundation for these fundraisers and then getting these bands together. And again, that concert is the night before the golf outing, which is on Friday the 30th, and that's at Dunham Hills. Now, how's this all going to work with social distancing and everything else? I know you're selling tickets and T-shirts and things of that nature. So how do folks that want to check out the concert or find out more information, what do they do, Francesco?
So this year, everything's going to be outside to be safe. We're following all the guidelines set forth by the state. And so it's going to be very friendly, safe and friendly. And there'll be several tents, so we'll be able to social distance and be mindful of it. And you can buy tickets. It's on one of my company's website. It's called lucamariano.com. And if you go to shop, there'll be a link for Beth Moffitt, and you can go on there and buy your ticket. And the ticket includes admission. It includes one bourbon drink, and also includes food for the night. So it's $45. And the money goes towards a great cause to help scholarships for female athletes in Heartland.
Absolutely. And I know also there's a VIP ticket as well that's possible. That's $115, and you get your money's worth out of that one.
Yeah. So that includes everything I just mentioned, plus We're making a T-shirt in Beth's honor, which is a great T-shirt, and you'll receive that. And I own a distillery, so we're going to put her Beth Moffitt and a really nice message on there for Beth, and it's a collector's item for people that want to buy a VIP ticket. They'll receive a bottle of bourbon too, as well, single barrel.
You know, that is, you know, how unique and, you know, very cool that you're doing all this. But again, the cause to raise money in Beth's memory. And what a legacy that, you know, has been created. Doug, you know, this has to be extremely gratifying to see that, you know, all these years later, Beth's memory is still alive and well and in these students that are being able to go on and lead some great productive lives.
You couldn't have said it any better. It's absolutely amazing to me every year just to watch these people come together to celebrate Beth's life, to tell stories, to laugh, and to cry together. You know, she's been gone 28 years, but, guys, it feels like she's still with us every day, and it's really something.
She's
so thank
be.
You for letting us share it today.
It is a great story, and, you know, Beth's looking down and saying how proud she must be that this is all being done in her honor and her memory. Mm-hmm. So continue that on. We do have the information in our events section at WHMI.com, so it's real simplified. You can get to ticket information and everything else. And Francesco and Doug, we appreciate you joining us in this morning, and good luck with this year's fundraiser.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Really appreciate you guys. Have a great day.